I didn't mean to dress casually this morning.
今天早晨我不是想要穿的不正式。
I mean, compared to our brother and dress so properly.
特别是与我们领会的弟兄相比，他穿的如此正式。
Because this morning and we're going to hit the road.
因为今天早晨我们就准备要出发了。
And my belly just cramped so badly.
但是我的肚子突然下特别疼。
So I took all the ties and took off the jacket and because I was sweating.
因为我在出汗，所以我把的领带和我的西装都脱去了。
And my wife was going to pet me and to make me just feel bad. I mean, feel good.
我的妻子就轻轻地拍着我的后背，好叫我感觉更好一些。
I said, just don't touch me and leave me alone.
我说不要碰我，让我自己待着。
So for long story short, and finally, the Lord just gave me the.Permission to come to here.
但是最终主给我允许让我能够与大家一起聚会。
So we kind of like rushed to the road, and on the way, I just realized that, and I left everything like ties and the jacket at home.
然后我们来，终于上路出发的时候，要到这儿的时候，我才意识到我的。领带西装都没有穿上。
So we praise the Lord, it's not me and make it because the Lord just made it.
感谢主，所以这不是我让它发生的，是主允许发生的。
Let's read a couple of Bible verses.
让我们先读几处圣经。
2 Samuel chapter 2 verses 1 through 4.
撒母耳记下第二章一到四节。
It happened after this, David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, Go up. David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, To Hebron. So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite.And David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household. So they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. Then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. Let's stop here.
撒母耳记下第二章一到四节。此后大卫问耶和华说。我上犹大的一个城去可以吗？耶和华说可以。大卫说我上哪一个城去呢？耶和华说上希伯伦去。于是大卫和他的两个妻，一个是耶斯列人亚希暖，一个是做过加密人拿巴妻的亚比该，都上那里去了。大卫也将跟随他的人和他们个人的眷属一同带上去，住在希伯伦的城邑中。犹大人来到希伯伦，在那里告大卫做犹大家的王。
Verse 11. And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months.
第十一节，大卫在希伯伦做犹大家的王。共七年零六个月。
And Romans chapter 5 verses 3-5.
罗马书第五章第三到五节。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that a tribulation produces perseverance, and the perseverance character, and the character hope.Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
罗马书第五章第三到五节。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。盼望不至于羞耻， 因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we pray that your word will penetrate our heart.
主，我们恳求你的话刺痛我们的心。
So we may be led by the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们能跟随圣灵的带领。
And be convicted by the word of truth.
能够被你真理的话灵所幸福降服。
So we may make our life available for your purpose.
好叫我们的生命在你的里面有意义。
And this is the purpose we gather together before you this morning.
我们在你面前聚集的意义就是这个。
We pray that you will hold our hand.
我们恳求你亲自牵拉我们的手。
You will hold our eyes, and you will hold our sight, and you will hold our heart.
你不仅牵拉我们的手，并且牵引我们的眼睛、我们的视力和我们的心。
Because you are not only our Savior, but our Lord.
因为你不仅是我们的救主，你更是我们的主。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们感谢赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We are.Thank to our brother for leading us in singing this wonderful hymn this morning.
我们感谢弟兄带领我们唱这个美妙的诗歌。
For there are so many things about today, about tomorrow, we don't seem to understand.
因为在这个世界上所发生的，不管是今天还是明天，许多的事情我们都不明白。
Things happen to us that kind of jar us out of place and move us.Into either static or back.
有许多事情当发生的时候令我们措手不及，我们好像觉得是我们没有准备好的。
The situation like either flame or flood.
比如说火灾或者水灾。
Or situation I call them double dipped unlucky.
或者说是双倍的不走运。
I knew a brother.
我们知道我们是弟兄。
I knew a brother.
我知道一个弟兄。
He was informed of his dismissal at the very first minute he arrived at the office.
他那一刻，他走进他的办公室的时候，他就被说他可以离职了。
In the middle of packing personal stuff and preparing to leave the building.
当他在准备收拾他的东西，准备好离开他所在的办公楼的时候
，The hospital called him about his wife's miscarriage an hour ago.
然后，医院就给他打电话说，一个小时之前，他的妻子在医院里，小孩在母腹中就死了。
So he ran to the parking lot and found his car was broken in.
然后他就冲到这个停车场里，看见他的车已经被盗入、被打破。
So brothers and sisters, things like this, these happen to us are never fun at all.
弟兄姊妹们，所有这样的事情一点都不好玩。
We don't seem to fully comprehend why the Lord allows difficult, challenging circumstances to us.In many occasions,
在许多的情况下，我们不明白为什么主允许这样的事情发生。
Still, there is one thing we know that our days are in God's hand.
但是有一件事情我们充满了确据，就是我们的日子都是在他的手中。
And we know that He is standing by us in whatever the situation is, and leading us forward according to His purpose.
我们知道不论我们认为我们的境况如何，他都是用他的手来带领我们进入他永远的旨意当中。
Brothers and sisters, he holds our hand.
弟兄姊妹们，是他牵引我们的手。
Not only because he is the Lord of loving kindness.
不仅是因为他是一个慈爱的神。
But also because he has a purpose for each of us, and he doesn't want us to miss it.
更是因为他在我们身上都有旨意，他不让我们错过这个旨意。
We learned from this hymn.
我们从这个诗歌里知道
that all the difficulties that fall on us are specially permitted by God and for his purpose.
我们知道所有临到我们这些艰难都有神的美意，而且他的美意是在我们身上有他永远的旨意。
So when we go through the days and the nights, we don't seem to understand.
当我们经过白天和黑夜的时候，我们似乎不能够明白。
First, we've got to be alert.
第一点，我们要特别的警醒。
For there's always a purpose from what we are situated.
因为无论我们是遇到什么样的境况，总是有一个终极目的。
Things never come to the children of God by coincidence.
对于我们这些神的儿女来说，没有偶然。
Second, we got to be praiseful.
第二点，我们必须来赞美。
Because things come to us through God's hand with His permission.
因为所有临到我们的事情都是经过神的手，是他所允许的。
In 1 Corinthians 10:13,
在哥林多前书第十章第十三节，
It says that God is faithful who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.
说你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
And also, as a Chinese saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats.
还有就是中国的俗话说，水涨船高。
I firmly believe that when our boat gets heavier, God will raise the tide to keep our boat floating.
我们当我们的水涨高的时候，神一定会让我们的船也升高。
I once had an American brother from Idaho as my roommate in the dorm.
我有一个弟兄，以前我住在 Idaho 的时候，他是我同寝室的，他与我共享一个寝室，室友。
No, I was in Cleveland, but he was from Idaho.
我在 Cleveland 上学，他是从 Idaho 去的。
It was the time that I struggled a lot with my first semester in graduate school.
在我进入这个graduate school 第一年的时候，就是我上我的graduate school 第一年。
But the brother taught me one sentence.
我的弟兄教会我。
Saying that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
一直在提醒我，神是美善的，神永远是美善的，神在任何时候都是美善的。
We recite the sentence to each other whenever and wherever we met.
不管我们在哪儿，或者我们什么时候相遇的时候，我们都彼此提醒这句话。
He even wrote the sentence on my desk.
他甚至把这句话写在我的桌子上。
So that I could meet it every morning.
这样我可以每天早晨来提醒自己。
This was the beginning I heard and learned the good news of Jesus Christ.
这是我第一次听见关于耶稣基督的好消息。
And the last point is that we need to be patient.
第二点，我们必须要有耐心。
We all know that patience in the New Testament Bible means long suffering.
我们知道有耐心在新约圣经里的意思就是长久忍耐，很久忍耐。
It tells that God's purpose must be fulfilled not by the fast food solutions, but by endurance.
我们知道神的旨意在我们身上成就的时候，不是根据快餐文化，而是根据我们的很久忍耐。
Brothers and sisters, these are what we learned from this wonderful hymn.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们从这个诗歌里面所学的。
And I want to use it as an introduction to my sharing in this morning.
我让你，这就是我开始来我的讲道。
When the book of 2 Samuel began.
当撒母耳记下开始的时候，
There was something had happened that could make a huge impact on David's life.
有一点有可能要发生，因为这些事情让大卫的生平都非常的有很大的影响。
King Saul and his son Jonathan both died on the battlefield with the Philistines.
扫罗王和他的儿子约拿丹 在与非利士丁人征战的时候都死在了战场上。
The kingship of Saul was over.
所以扫罗的时代已经过去了。
Which means that the persecution that David had faced was over too.
所以这就是说大卫所面临从扫罗来的逼迫已经结束。
This was the lucky rainbow that fell on David, wasn't it?
这个好像对大卫来说就像一个一个彩虹一样降落在他的身上。
10 years of running around in the wilderness.
在十年当中，他在这种旷野中逃命。
Hiding here and there.
时不时的躲藏起来。
Being chased by Saul and his followers.
被扫罗和他的军兵们所追赶。
And escaping for his life.
来逃脱，为了逃命。
All these kind of things were finally over.
这一切的逃亡终于要结束了。
David was now about 30 years old.
大卫现在大概有30岁。
Strong and mature.
非常的强壮并且成熟。
Not a shepherd boy anymore.
不再是一个牧羊的男孩。
So he was ready to be the king that God had in mind for Israel.
他已经准备好了要在神的心意里面做以色列的王。
The old days of judges were coming to an end.
所以这士师的时代要结束了。
And now this man named David would lead the people of Israel into the new era called the kingdom.
大卫这个人，他会带领以色列民进入一个新的国度的时代。
So my dear brothers and sisters, if you and I were in that kind of a situation, what do we do?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你或者我在这样的情况下，我们会做什么呢？
We graduated and finished the school.
我们从学校里毕业。
We had a graduation party.
我们有毕业的派对。
And most of us, we had a nice paying job waiting ahead for us down the road.
在我们前途当中，我们会有好的工作，给我们好的收入。
We couldn't wait until we swore that we would never go back to school.
我们就答应自己说，我们再也不要回到学校当中。
I remember that when I made it through college.
我记得我大学结束的时候。
The very first thing for me to do was to trash out all the textbooks.
我做的第一件事情是把所有的教科书都扔掉。
Some I had spent expensive for them, but now just threw them away.
我有些我都花了很多的钱，但是到现在我就想把它扔掉。
My girlfriend, now my wife, was saying to me like, "Hey, you need to save some for future needs."
我当时的女朋友，就是我现在的妻子，来告诉我说，你可能需要保存一些，你说不定将来会需要它。
I said to her, I'm done with them.
我告诉她说，我不要再与这些书籍有任何关系。
I'm not going to see them all for my entire life.
我再也不要看见这些书。
I'm done with school.
我再也不要上学。
I will never go back to school.
我不会再回到学校当中。
I don't want to see these books again in my entire life.
我在我余生当中都不要看见这些书。
You know what? God is the Lord of great humor.
你知道吗？神是非常有幽默的。
After I said that, he gave me another 7 years dealing with the textbook again.
当我说了这些话之后，神又允许我7年里面又继续上学。
David was just coming out of a period of deep freeze.
大卫刚好从一段没法采取行动的时期过来。
And finally, it came the first spring of his life.
终于遇见了他的春天。
And he couldn't wait for himself to embrace it.
他简直不能等候，他一定要抓住时机。
Now he didn't have to hide himself again from anybody for anything from now on.
从现在起，他不用再逃亡了，他不用再躲藏了。
He was no longer be fugitive, but was confident to take the kingship over from his predecessor.
他不用再成为一个逃犯，而是可以，宣告成为进入他的王位。
The throne of Israel belonged to David with no doubt.
毫无质疑，以色列的君王应该是他。
Because God had ordained it to him 10 years ago.
因为十年以前神就已经应许他了。
And this is the background of the second chapter of 2 Samuel.
这个就是第二，这个背景就是，这个就是撒母耳记下第二章的背景。
But the chapter 2 verse 1 surprises us.
但是撒母耳记第二章，撒母耳记下第二章令我们惊奇。
It says that David inquired of the Lord.
上面说大卫求问耶和华。
The word inquire in the old language, in the original language, first has the meaning of constantly asking.
这个在原文里面求问就是不停的询问。
Like a kid asking his parents for a toy.
就像一个小孩问他的父母亲要一个玩具。
He shakes his dad's hand.
他要晃动他父亲的手。
He keeps saying please to his mother.
他不停地问他的母亲。
And he won't give it up until he gets the toy.
直到他能够允许得到这个玩具，他就不停地问。
Brothers and sisters, David kept a non-stop fellowship with God, no matter what the situation he was in.
弟兄姊妹们，无论大卫在什么样的光景，他都与神保持一个毫不间断的交通。
Even at his young age as a shepherd boy,
即使当他很小的时候，作为一个牧童，
he had a daily conversation with God.
每天他都与神有交谈。
Like the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
就像他所在诗篇中说的，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
As a military leader of Israel.
在当以色列军队的元帅的时候，
He often had to go to the battlefield.
他要经常的到战场上征战。
But for almost every fight,
但是对于几乎每个征战，
Before he went into the battle,
在他进入战场之前，
He got to ask God, shall I go or not?
他都会问神说，我要去还是不去？
David in his entire life,was a flawed man and made a lot of mistakes.
大卫在他一生当中犯了许多的错误。
But he never tried to get interrupted from his fellowship with God.
但是他从来没有间断与神之间的交通。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt like our conversation with God was like a telephone line off the hook?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有觉得我们与神之间的交通就像一个听筒，从他的座机电话座机上取了下来
？Many young people here don't even know what it means when we talk about the telephone being off the hook.
我相信有许多年轻的弟兄姊妹不知道我所说的这个听筒从座机上拿下来是什么样的情况
？Because back in the old time,
因为在以前的时候
，The telephone was actually set on the hook to receive the incoming calls.
电话是有一个，听筒，它是放在电话的座机上。
If you took your phone off the hook and set it on the table,
如果你把听筒从座机上拿下来放在桌子上
，Then anyone who tried to call you would get a busy beep because your phone was off the hook.
因着这个电话的听筒没有在座机上，如果有人给你打电话的时候，他所收到的是线路忙碌的声音。
People would do that trick when they didn't want to be bothered.
那时候人们如果不想接电话的时候，他们就这样做。
You know, there were a lot of times.Our fellowship with God was like this.
你知道有许多的时候，当我们与神之间的交通就是这样的光景。
For various reasons, we set ourselves off the hook.
有许多时候，因着不同的原因，我们让我们自己的听筒， 放在桌子上，而不在电话的座机上。
Not because God didn't want to speak to us, but because we didn't want to be bothered.
不是神不愿意向我们讲话，而是我们不愿意被神所打搅。
Instead of setting the phone on the hook and waiting for the phone rings,
我们没有把自己的听筒放在座机上，等待着电话响。
We sent God.The busy beeps.
我们让神知道我们在忙碌。
So our communication was cut off.
所以我们与神之间的交通就中断了。
But David always kept his phone line available so that God could ring him up at any time.
但是大卫却一直保持着神与神之间不间断的交通，这样神在任何时候都可以与他交谈。
The word inquire in the original language has the second meaning of begging.
这个求问在它原文里面还有一个意思，就是祈求。
As we said, David was about to come to the throne and claim his kingship over Israel.
我们知道这时候大卫是准备好了要当以色列的王。
He was actually the king.
他事实上是这个以色列的王。
Because Saul was gone and passed away.
因为扫罗的时代已经过了，他已经死了。
And he had hundreds and thousands of reasons to mobilize his authority over the land now.
他有成百上千的原因可以调动他的军力。
But he knew clearly that Israel was not his own property, and he wasn't the landlord of this piece of land called the Promised Land.
但是大卫心里深深的知道，他并不是这片土地的主，他没有拥有这片土地。这个应许之地。
In Exodus chapter 3.
在出埃及记第三章。
When God was sending Moses back to the land of Egypt for his people,
当神差派摩西回到以色列地，
he said to Moses,
他告诉摩西，
I am the Lord of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and I am the God of my people of Israel.
他说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Notice here that God didn't say I am the God of your people but mine.
他说这里所说的是，他没有说我是你民的神，而是我是我民的神。
What does that mean, the brothers and the sisters?
这个是什么意思呢，弟兄姊妹们？
God is the king and the Lord over his people.
神是他选民的主。
Paul claimed in his letter to the churches in Philippi.
保罗在给他的在腓立比的信徒当中。
Chapter 2 verse 10 through 11, it says that all the names of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth,that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
在腓立比的书信当中，保罗提醒弟兄姊妹们说，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣基督的名，无不屈膝，无不称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Isaiah 66 verse 1, God says that heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool.
以赛亚书第六十六章说道，耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚蹬。
The creator of the universe is the Lord of the universe.
这个创造世界的主是这个世界的主。
So dear brothers and sisters, David knew it and gave his full recognition to it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，大卫深知到这个事实，并且他也承认这个事实。
The king of Israel now was coming into the fellowship with God.
这个以色列的王现在与神有交通。
So he realized that this God was not only his personal God.
他知道这个是这一位神不是他个人，不仅是他个人的神。
But the Lord over the people and the nation of Israel.
而且是以色列全民的神。
David didn't jump ahead of himself.
大卫没有自己妄自行动。
He didn't assume that this was something that he could take advantage of.
他没有认为他可以去采取措施，急着这个环境采取措施。
He positioned himself in a lowly place as a humble servant to his Lord and begged, saying, "My Lord, speak. Your servant listen."
他作为一个神的仆人，来谦卑地来到神的面前。祈求神说，主啊，求你说话，我来谨听。
Brothers and sisters, this is the key that he could keep his phone line to God 24/7.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是大卫的秘诀，他与神有24小时7天不间断的交通。
You know, many of us have grown up thinking that God must listen to our to-do list.
我们长大的经历告诉我们，有许多的人都以为我们有一个计划，一个清单，好叫神来听我们，照着我们的清单。
We tend to put God into our little box to fit the pattern that we have made for Him.
我们自己有一个小盒子，在盒子里面，我们想象着神是这样答应我们的祈求的，所以我们就把我们的神局限在我们的盒子里。
Brother Martin Luther once challenged the Catholic teaching.
马丁路德弟兄有一次就挑战天主教的教义。
The teaching says that the man was at the center of the whole world.And God made Himself move around us.
所以他说，在这个教义当中说，人是这个宇宙的中心，神来在这个照着这个中心来帮助我们。
They said that if you are in trouble,
在这个教义当中说，如果你有困难
，just tell God,
就告诉神
，and He will follow up on your request.
他会。来跟踪你的要求。
So the more vigorously you pray,
你祷告祈求的强烈，越迫切。
The more quickly God will move up for what you require.
你祷告的越迫切，神就会很快的垂听你的祷告。
Sounds a little bit familiar to our ears, wasn't it?
好像这些话让我们听起来很熟悉。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
Our brother claimed that God is the center.
我们的弟兄就宣称说，我们的主是这个世界的中心。
God is the meaningfulness, the cause, and the purpose of our earthly life.
神是我们在这个世界上居住的意义和终极目标。
And from Brother Martin Luther.
从我们的弟兄马丁路德
，We are given a very famous sentence, which is "Let God be God."
我们知道他说了一句很有名的话，就是让神做我们的神，做我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, this is the cornerstone that David was stepping on as he required of the Lord.
这个弟兄姊妹们，这就是大卫的根基。他根据这样的一个根基来寻求神。
Now, is our prayer and corporate prayer telling God what to do or seeking Him humbly for what He's going to do?
是不仅是我们自己的祷告，而且是团体的祷告，来寻求神的心意，寻求神要我做什么。
Let's go to the following verse.
让我们到下一个经节。
Then God spoke to David, "You go up to Hebron."
然后神就告诉大卫说，你去希伯伦。
Many think that God told David to do so because Hebron was a major city in his time.
许多人可能以为说希伯伦在那时候的时代是一个大的城市。
No, it wasn't.
不是的。
Notice here that God said to David that you go up to Hebron.
他说神在这里告诉大卫说你上到希伯伦。
Because geographically, Hebron was a small village town in the southern hill country.
因为根据当时的地理环境，希伯伦是属于南部山区的一个小的村镇。
Nobody wanted to spend extra energy over the mountains to be there.
没有人想要花时间在这个山区里面。
It means that David was going to isolate himself from mainstream society while he was there.
这个就意味着说，当大卫答应去希伯伦的时候，他要与这个主流的社会隔绝。
Brothers and sisters, if we were David at that time, what do we do?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们是当时的大卫的话，我们会做什么呢？
If you went up to Hebron,
如果你到希伯伦去，
nobody was going to hear you. Nobody was going to hear about you again.
没有人再会听见你的名字。
People are going to forget about you.
人们会忘记你。
People are going to forget about you who you are.
人们会忘记你是谁。
Most importantly, God didn't tell David how long he was going to stay there.
最主要的是，神没有告诉大卫说他要在希伯伦待多久。
But David went up to Hebron with no hesitation.
但是大卫却毫无耽搁的就立刻去了希伯伦。
Because he knew that Hebron was a place of a blessing to him.
因为他知道希伯伦对于他是来说是一个赐福。
He must have learned from the history of how his forefathers like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他一定是从他的先祖，包括亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各，学到了功课。
They made Hebron their home base.
因为他们是在希伯伦作为他们的居住地。
Because Hebron in the Hebrew language means the heavenly fellowship.
因为希伯伦在希伯来语的意思是天属天的交通。
We all know Sister Margaret Barber.
我们都知道何寿恩姊妹。
She was born in England.
她是在英国出生。
And she moved to China as a missionary when she was about 30 years old.
她大概30岁的时候到中国去传道。
She was a gifted preacher and Bible teacher.
她是一个非常有恩赐的这个圣经讲道者学者。
A top level English teacher.
他是个顶级的英文讲道。
English teacher.
英文老师。
Which could lead her to a notable life in China.
如以他这样的恩赐，他可以在中国过一个很好的生活。
But God showed His way to have her reside in Fuzhou.
但是神却带领他居住在福州。
With little traveling and no publicity.
没有什么交通，而且更没有什么没有什么观众的注视。
And with no guaranteed funds from her country.
更没有说能够保证她有生活的来源。
Mostly she was contented to remain home and pray.
有大多数时候，她都是待在自己居住的地方祷告。
Somebody who knew her very well once complained that you just waste your life here.
有一次认识他的人就会说，你简直是在这里浪费你的生命，浪费你的恩赐。
But she said, I want nothing for myself, but everything for the Lord.
但是他却回答说，我不想为自己取得任何东西，我要把我自己的生命归给主。
Fuzhou in her time was a small and remote city.
在他在何寿恩姊妹的时候，福州对于是一个小的城市。
But for our sister, it was her Hebron.
但是对我们的姊妹说，是她与神之间属天的交通，是她自己的希伯伦。
She had stayed there humbly, not for 7.5 years.
How long? Sorry.
Not just for 7.5 years.
他在那儿不仅是只待了七年或者半年
，but 21 years until she died there.
而是在福州待了21年，直到他在那里被主接走。
She was forgotten by her country and her people.
他被他的国家的人民所忘记。
Some of her colleagues later became a well-known preacher all over the place.
有些他以前的同事已经变成了全世界有名的布道家。
But she was left in that small place with nobody knew her anymore.
但是他却独自的居住在这一个地方，似乎没有人知道他。
The only thing she did that seemed notable in her years in Fuzhou.
只有一件事情。他所做的能够引起一些关注
was to help those local Chinese Christians
只是帮助福州当地的那些基督徒
and one of whom was Brother Watchman Nee
这群基督徒当中有一个人就是尼托申弟兄
Let's move to verse 11
让我们来到十一节
David was king of Judah in Hebron For 7 years and 6 months.
大卫在希伯伦做犹大家的王，共7年零6个月。
David did so incredibly in his early stage of being the king of Israel.
大卫在他早期的时候做以色列的王是如此的棒。
First, he waited in patience.
他一开始是耐心的等候。
I firmly believe that Psalm 37 was one of Dave's prayers when he was in Hebron.
我非常的坚信，诗篇第三十七篇就是大卫在希伯伦所等候的时候的经历。
In Psalm 37, verse 7, David says.
在诗篇第三十七章第七节，大卫说
，Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him.
你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
And then in verse 9,
在第九节
，He says, "Those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth."
唯有等候耶和华的，必承受地土。
Brothers and sisters, we are living in a time of a fast food culture.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在所居住的社会就是一个快餐文化的社会。
Everything is the sooner the better.
我们所经历的就是越快越好。
And from Adam's fall,
从亚当堕落时
we are naturally impatient men and women.
我们生性就是非常没有耐心的一群男人和女人。
We can't keep ourselves waiting.
我们简直不能等。
And we think that patience is equal with incompetence and poor efficiency.
我们以为等候就是无能或者没有效率。
You know, last week,
你知道上个礼拜
I was pulling over to the drive-through lane of a fast food place.
我要进入去买一个快餐。开车。
It was packed.
有许多的人。
It's just 1 or 2 minutes we were kept there waiting in line.
我们在开车等待的时候只有一两分钟的时间。
Somebody started to honk.
就有人开始按那个喇叭。
And the banging on the car door and shouted, "Where is my meat?"
然后就开始打他的门说我的餐在哪儿呢
?Brothers and sisters, we love the fast food style of a solution.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的很喜欢这个快餐文化的结局。
So that's why we often receive blessings that are not the best.
就因为这个，所以我们经常所收到的祝福不是最好的。
Not even so good.
有的时候根本就不好。
Because we can't afford the patience to wait for the best to come.
因为我们没有办法等待最好的来临。
Dear brothers and sisters, there is no such thing that we can win His purpose with just one prayer.
弟兄姊妹们，不可能我们就祷告一下我们就能够知道他的旨意。
Just one meeting，
或者就开一次会就知道他的意义。
And just one shot effort，
或者只是一个短期的努力。
David couldn't do it， so we cannot as well。
大卫不能，我们也不能。
We all know that Edison had to spend 20 years of day and night lab works.
我们知道爱德森要花20年的时间在他的试验里白天黑夜的做试验。
And he had tried 6,000 different materials just for his first bulb.
为了能够制造他第一个电灯泡，他花了试了6000多种不同的材料。
And we all know that parable of turtle and bunny race.
我们也都知道龟兔赛跑的故事。
That a slow-moving turtle could outperform the bunny and the first and finally reach the finish line.
我们知道这个行动迟缓的乌龟可以战胜这个兔子，最后第一个到达终点。
The key to success is patience.
到达取得成功的制胜关键就是忍耐等候。
Otherwise, it won't be able to make the race.
否则的话，我们没有办法能够打胜这场，能够跑赢这场赛事。
These are just earthly examples, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这只是一些属地的一些例子。
Following Jesus and achieving His purpose is a long-run race.
弟兄姊妹们，跟随基督来知道达到他的心意是一个很久的一个赛程。
Past experience tells us that the best and wisest way to win that race is to endure with patience.
我们最佳的经历告诉我们说，我们只能耐心等候，好叫我们取得胜利。
Patience is the best expression of our faith.
我们有信心的一个最大的表现就是我们有耐心。
Patience means that we fully agree with God that He will deal with us in His way.
就是我们宣告说神他有他的主权，好叫我们能够耐心等待他的方式。
Not our ways, because His way is the best.
不是按照我们的方式，而是他的方式。
Patience is not a skill.
耐心不是一个技巧。
Not a slogan.
也不是一个口号。
It's God's work through time and pressure until it is embedded in us.
是神藉着压力和时间在我们里面的做工，好叫它成为我们生命中的一部分。
There's no better way to demonstrate our spiritual quality as God's children than patience.
作为神的儿女，我们没有更好的美德，我们只有能够从耐心等候这方面来学习。
I believe that's what Hebron was for David by God.
我相信希伯伦对于大卫就是这个意义。
Second, David waited on God.
第二点，大卫等候神。
Sometimes we as God's children are so easily irritated.
有的时候我们作为神的儿女，我们就很不耐烦。
We're so easily irritated by people and the circumstance that hold us back.
我们有的时候对于我们周围的环境和周围的人就被他们觉得他们很烦，因为好像我们的要做的事情没法做。
So hold us back from trusting God and relying on Him.
让这些我们感觉这些事和这些人让我们没有办法来相信神。
David never gave up his dreams to be the king of Israel in these 7 and 6 years.
在大卫在希伯伦等候的7年半的时间里，大卫没有放弃他作为以色列王这个梦想。
But he was trained to wait on God.
但是他却受训，来到神面前等候。
Wait on God's timing and God's way for his kingship of Israel.
等候神的时机和神的方式，好叫有一天他成为以色列的君王。
Do we remember in David's Psalm 18?
我们能不能记住大卫所写的诗篇第十八篇
？In the first two verses.
第诗篇第十八篇前面两节。
David gave 10 phrases of who God is.
大卫在这篇诗里面讲了，在这个里面讲了十个神是什么样的神。
God is my strength. God is my rock. God is my fortress, my deliverer, and so on.
神耶和华是我的力量，我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我的盾牌，我的脚，我的高台。
We may wonder how he could learn that.
我们就想知道大卫是怎么样知道的呢？
David didn't get these in his own mind.
大卫不是从他自己的心意里面存夺出来的，想出来的。
It is from these 7.5 years in Hebron.
是因为他在希伯伦里的七年半的等候当中。
David learned patience.
大卫学习了等候的工作。
And he learned who God truly was.
他知道神是什么样的一位神。
So that he could rely on God for the rest of his life.
好叫他在余生当中能够完全的信靠神。
So he knew that his life is not his own business.
他知道他的生命不是他自己的。
But God's business.
而是神的生，掌管他。
So he learned how to get his hands off the work of God.
他就知道他不去插手神在他身上要做的工。
And let God finish His work in His timing.
是好叫神在他神的时刻来成就他所要做的。
Brothers and sisters, God doesn't need our help.
弟兄姊妹们，神不需要我们的帮助。
In fact, He's our helper.
事实上，他是我们的救助者。
He's our faithful helper.
他是信实的来帮助我们的那一位。
If we learn what David had learned in Hebron,
如果我们能够学习大卫在希伯伦所学到的功课，
we will find that we often lack patience.
我们就会知道我们真的没有耐性。
Not only with the circumstances, but also with God.
不仅是在我们的环境当中，更是我们与神之间。
Because He doesn't treat us with the microwave method.
因为他不是用微波炉的方式来对待我们。
He doesn't give us what we want to ask for right away.
他不是立刻就给我们所求的。
He's never in a rush until we totally surrender to his timing and his way.
直到我们完全降服在他的时刻和他的方式当中，神永远不会急促着答应我们的请求。
This was what David had learned in Hebron for 7.5 years.
这就是大卫在希伯伦七年半的时间所学到的。
You know, now I can perfectly bow and knee to God and say that your timing is perfect.
你知道我，就我来说，我也不能完全的降服说，主啊，你是。
I can. Now I can perfectly.Bow and knee to God. Say your timing is perfect.
我虽然做不到，但是完全可以跪拜在神的宝座前，告诉说神，你的时机是最好的。
But when I was going through the situation for which I'm waiting on God,
当我经历一些事情，我必须要等候神的时候
，I was about to blow off.
我经常也会失去耐心。
Because God doesn't move as quickly I think He should.
我觉得哈，神没有神做事不够快。
He doesn't do the things I think He should do.
他好像也没有做他应该做的。
He never even comes to ask my opinion for what He should do. Isn't that surprising?
更让人惊奇的时候，他根本就没征求我的意见。
But God did such a work in David's heart.
但是神却成就了他在大卫身上的工作。
To grow, to mold the spiritual wisdom of how to perceive God's way of life.
让大卫有属灵的悟性和聪明来跟随神。
There are a lot of psalms David had written.
大卫写了许多的诗篇。
And in Psalm 78 and verse 72.
在大卫写的诗篇第七十八篇第七十二节当中。
It says that David shepherded his people Israel according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand.
说到大卫牧养他的民的时候，说是大卫是按照心中的纯正牧养他以色列的民，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
David never got the chance to go to the school or college to learn these skills.Of integrity and skillfulness.
大卫从来没有去专门的学校去受训，来学习如何使用他的纯正和巧妙来引导他的民。
But he learned in Hebron.
但是他却在希伯伦学习了这个功课。
So brothers and sisters, do we need the same training process, the same 7.5 years of waiting on God?
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们需要这样一样的训练的机会，这个七年半在希伯伦在神面前等候的学习呢？
David waited with patience.
大卫是耐性的等候。
David waited on God.
大卫等候的是神。
Third, David waited for the body.
第三点就是大卫等候这个全以色列家。
I want to share something theoretical, from my past experiences to make this point.
我想要与大家交通一下我所学的这个个人的经历。
When I came to United States in 1990,
当我1990年来到美国的时候
，I boarded a plane.From Shanghai to San Francisco.
我坐上了从上海到三藩的飞机。
With my ticket in my hand.
我手里拿着这张机票。
Since it was my first time flying.
这是我第一次坐飞机。
I didn't know how to find my seat based on the ticket I was holding.
我拿着机票却不知道怎么样找我的座位。
So I went to the flight attendant looking for help.
所以我去找这个乘务员，希望他能够帮助我。
She just took a quick look at my ticket.
他就扫了我的票一眼。
Then pointed to a seat, said, "Sit down. This is your seat."
然后指着一个座位说：“这是你的位置，坐下。
”Well, as she said so.
因为他是这样说的。
I sat down with peace of mind.
所以我就很平安地坐了下来。
But right after I sat down,
但是当我刚坐下来的时候
，a 老外 came up,
a foreigner came up,
and shouted at me,
就对我大喊
，Get out, this is my seat,
请你起来，这是我的座位
，This is the seat of mine,
这是我的座位
，This seat is mine,
这是我的座位
，And he.Kept on yelling at the flight attendant and complained in a loud voice.
他就很大声地对这个乘务员来抱怨。
I guess the meaning is like I had stolen his seat.
好像是我偷走了他的座位。
And he found that there was no way he could communicate with me because I didn't speak English.
但是因为我不说英文，好像他没有办法与我交通。
I was so embarrassed.
我觉得真的是非常的不好意思。
Because everybody turned to look at me.
因为每个人都在看着我。
Finally, I found my seat.
我最后找着了我的座位。
But I was drenched in sweat.
我已经很有压力，我觉得我浑身都在出汗。
Brothers and sisters, David had his full right to claim his kingship from all 12 tribes of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫有完全的权利来称整个以色列地，他是以色列地的王。
Because his timing was there.
因为 对他来说，这是一个时机。
From the latter verses in the same chapter, we learn that there could be a civil split.
但是根据我们所读的圣经的背景来说，如果这时候他称王，可能就有一个内战，内部的隔裂。
Because the northern tribes, they dumped David out and pick up their own king.
因为北国他们拒绝大卫，他们选了自己的君王。
They seemed so aggressive and demanding.
他们看起来非常的有攻击性，而且非常的想。
So David was situated in an emergent situation.
所以大卫这时候在一个很关键的情况下。
So he has the full reason and to raise up his voice saying, "This is my throne."
他完全可以用他最大的声音告诉所有的人说，这是我的宝座。
But brothers and sisters, David didn't demand.
但是弟兄姊妹们，大卫没有这样强求。
He didn't force his kingship on anyone.
他没有强求做任何人的君王。
He didn't even raise his voice saying, "This is mine."
他甚至没有大声说这是我的。
Instead, David chose to wait.
大卫反倒耐心地等候。
He chose to wait until all the hearts of Israel turned to God's timing.
他选择等候，等候当所有以色列人的心转向他的时候。
I often wonder when I reading through this chapter.
当我读这几章的时候，我就在想。
Did David realize that he could lose his chance to be the king? By being locked down in Hebron,
大卫有没有当他在希伯伦隔绝的时候，会不会想到他有可能从此再也不能做王了
？I believe he did.
我想他可能想过。
But he didn't care about it.
但是他没有真的在意这个。
What he cared about the most was not his own destiny, but God's purpose.
他没有真的只是在意自己的命运。而是在立神在他身上的旨意。
Because he knew that God's purpose for his people of Israel was the nation of oneness.
因为他知道神在以色列民的旨意是一个合一的见证。
When God was talking about his plan with David,
当神在与大卫讲他的计划的时候
Did he understand that 7 years is not a short period of time?
大卫有没有明白七年时间一点都不短？
Many things could happen in 7.5 years.
在七年半的时间，有许多的事情可能会发生。
Many things could happen that caused the termination of his kingship of Israel.
有许多的事情都会发生。以至于他不能做这个以色列的王。
Many things David seemed not to understand about tomorrow.
有许多的事情大卫不明白明天要发生什么。
But dear brothers and sisters, David decided to go up to Hebron.
但是弟兄姊妹们，大卫下定决心去希伯伦。
Not because he was out of his mind.
不是他没有仔细想过。
He didn't know about tomorrow.
他不知道明天。
If something will happen about tomorrow, he didn't seem to understand.
如果明天真的要发生什么，他可能也不明白。
He didn't understand why God wanted to lead him to Hebron and kept him there.
他也不知道神为什么要带他到希伯伦，并且一待就是七年半。
He only know one thing.
他只知道一件事情。
God is holding his hand.
他知道神在牵拉他的手。
That's why, and he went up to Hebron in a peace of mind.
所以他就很平安地去了希伯伦。
Dear brothers and sisters, 2024 could be the year of a great leap for us according to his purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，2024年照着神的旨意，可能是我们信心飞跃的一年。
We're all looking forward to it, aren't we?
我们都在期盼着2024年，对吗？
But what about this going to be a one more year of waiting with patience?
那如果神在这个2024年又继续让我们耐心等候呢？
Waiting on God.
让我们耐心的等候神呢？
Waiting for the whole body turn to God's way.
或者让神的众儿女一同等待神的全部的儿女准备好了。
Not only David waited.
不仅大卫等待了。
Even our Lord Jesus himself had waited until he was 30 years old to serve his father's purpose.
甚至我们的主耶稣基督都一直等到33岁才开始他在地上服侍侍奉他的天父。
Dear brothers and sisters, this.Is the footprints that we are going to follow as God's children to achieve His purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，为了达到神在我们身上的旨意，我们只能跟随这个脚踪。
Let's have a prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们谢谢你对我们的话语。
We thank you for this simple story.
我们感谢你这个简单的故事。
The story of a man after God's own heart.
这个故事是关于一个人和寻求神和他寻求神的心意的故事。
How he waited on you with patience.
他是如何的耐心等候耶和华。
How he understand that your purpose for your kingdom is the oneness.
他如何的明白你的旨意和你的心意是合一。
Lord, we pray that the lesson you taught David will, and you will teach us.
主啊，我们恳求你是如何带领来教导大卫的，同样来教导带领我们。
So we can learn the lesson.
好，叫我们能够也学会这个功课。
And make our lives and available for your purpose.
让我们放在你的手中，我们随时被你所使用。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。